USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Mike Garcia, a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas, and an advocate for immigrants, characterizes the situation as thousands have already entered the U.S. through that border town in the past week.
It's just overwhelming. And people need to understand that. This is not a problem that's just our problem because the folks aren't staying here. There's not enough resources for them. They're going other places. It's everybody's problem.
According to reports, on Tuesday, thousands of migrants from Central and South America entered the Mexican state of Chiapas, with some of them carrying a large banner that read, "Exodus from Poverty." More U.S. dollars headed to Ukraine. The U.S. State Department announcing a $250 million Ukraine military aid package yesterday. The last one the U.S. will give to Ukraine until Congress approves the Biden administration's funding requests. Former President Donald Trump celebrating a legal victory in Michigan, where that state's Supreme Court has ruled against keeping him off the election ballots in that state.
Trump referred to it as a, quote, pathetic gambit to rig the election. Trump's already been ruled ineligible for the primary ballot in Colorado, with Republicans there now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that decision. The group suing to remove Trump's name from election ballots in Michigan is also suing to do the same in Minnesota and Oregon, but has failed so far. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been released from prison after serving 8 years for persuading her now ex-boyfriend to kill her mom after saying her mother abused her and kept her sick for years. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Approval for an asthma treatment with potential benefits for reducing food allergies in children is nearing realization, with a possible approval by the end of March. Early results from a federally funded clinical trial reveal that the antibody injection, known as Xolair, aids recipients in consuming peanuts, eggs, milk, and cashews without triggering allergic reactions. While Xolair has been available since 2003 as a treatment for allergy-induced asthma, it's currently under FDA review for its potential use in treating allergic reactions, such as anaphylaxis, in the event of accidental exposure. The Powerball jackpot continues to rise after no tickets matched all six numbers in last night's drawing to claim the $707 million grand prize. The jackpot now sits at an estimated $760 million with a one-time cash payout option of $382.5 million ahead of Saturday night's drawing. The NFL player that was Googled the most in 2023, Damar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills, after he collapsed on the field back in January because of cardiac arrest. The number two most Googled athlete, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.